Amazon.com was founded in 1994. The move towards online products and services began in earnest 20 years ago. So you certainly could not say that the insurance industry has been an early adopter. But now you can actually buy a life insurance policy online from a robo-advisor called Invisor. Dan Poole is the company's COO. Thanks for joining us, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm great, Bruce. Thanks very much for having me.
What on earth has taken you so long?
Well, we've been working at this for quite some time, Bruce. And as you can imagine, we're positioned as an advisor, which means we don't actually create the products themselves. And when my partner, Pramod, and I founded Invisor 3 years ago now, we started looking for insurance companies that would be able to give us access to an online product that we could put on our portal and offer to our clients. And it took us a long time to find one, but we have, and we're very happy to have partnered with Teachers Life.
It's called Invisor Term Life. Very briefly, how does it work?
It starts with a quick needs analysis that our users can go through on our site at advisor.ca that helps everybody identify how much insurance they might need or want. From there, they can get a quick quote where they see a snapshot of different products at different prices so they can do a comparison. And if they decide to purchase, they can go through a fully digital online questionnaire to help evaluate their eligibility. And basically, if they're approved, they can buy right online, pay with a credit card through secure links with VersaPay, and they're issued their policy immediately.
If it's all online, where do I courier my vial of blood?
Yeah, that's the great thing about the online products, Bruce, is there are, in the industry, we say there are no fluids, so there's no blood tests required, no...
You don't need to go into details. I get the point. Yeah.
No underwriting.
So there is no now. So that it is simply based on the health questions that are asked as a part of the process.
That's right, and it's a smart engine. So it's called a reflexive underwriting engine, and what that means is that based on the answers that you give to the questions, it may dig a little deeper, and then the system basically makes the underwriting decision on behalf of the insurance company. So it decides if it wants to make an offer or not.
Why is the maximum 500 grand?
Well, that's just a limit that at this time that the companies are comfortable going up to without actually getting the involvement of a human underwriter or somebody who should look at the application a little bit more carefully and perhaps order those tests that you referred to earlier.
This is a pretty big purchase for people, not necessarily in dollar terms, but in conceptual terms, because you have to think through your own mortality. When we bought our first, our only term life insurance policy, I actually needed a lot of handholding. How do you handle that in an online world? Are there cheering emojis? Can you send me an MP3 of "It's going to be fine, Bruce"?
Yeah, we try and use very soothing color palettes on all of our websites to make sure that people feel comfortable. But, seriously, we from the start of the inception of the company have recognized that whether it's investments or insurance, people want to know that they're backed up with human advisors and somebody they can talk to if they have questions or they're not sure. So we make the process as easy to get through as possible, but the support is always there by a licensed advisor in the case of insurance or a registered securities advisor. So if you're feeling stuck or you're not sure, we are really just a call or a click away.
Mm. What's in it for the consumer to go the robo route? And I ask because Invisor does investing in a robo way, so the fee is lower through your app than it would be if you were to have a full service advisor at a investment firm or something like that. But in this case, is it lower cost to the consumer?
I think in terms of overall cost, we could say it's a lower cost. But, there's important elements to cost, one of which is the premium that the client would pay. And again, the premium is set by the insurance company and it's very competitive, but I wouldn't say that the primary advantage is that you're going to save an awful lot of money by buying a product online as opposed to going with a traditional product. But the other element of cost is the time cost that's involved. And as you alluded to, the emotional cost. Do you really want to have a kitchen table conversation with somebody about your medical history? Would you rather do that in the privacy of your own home and do that online? So if we can help people overcome that reluctance to have those discussions and give them the ability to do it online where they might be more comfortable because of the anonymity, then to me that takes away an awful lot of the element of cost that results in procrastination. And then people end up not making that buying decision, and that can be very costly.
It's a very different positioning then from your other business.
It's different in some ways, although, as financial planners, we believe that risk management applies not only to the investment decision, but to the other risks that people have, the risks that they can't go to work tomorrow, the risks that they die prematurely. And so, you know, risk management and assessing insurance needs has always been an important part of the financial planning discussion, and that's why we decided to put the two together.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense from a business perspective. I just, from a consumer standpoint, if they're not getting the big cost savings that they get from robos on investments, it seems like a tougher sell.
Oh, I see. And yeah, so, you know, we've address that in a couple of different ways. One is that in addition to the Invisor Term Life product that we launched, you know, 2 weeks ago, we do offer the other products that are available through the other companies. So if people feel more comfortable going a traditional route, we're happy to help them through that process and buy insurance through a non-online method. So in that case, we would be like any other insurance advisor that they would work with. Mm. But if they prefer a digital option, we offer that.
I've tried a bunch of online services recently, a home valuation, like value your price of your home, getting the best rate on a GIC. I've tried a whole bunch of them, and almost all of them turned out to be lead generation tools. So I'd get an email or a phone call from someone who's basically doing it the old school way. Is this a lead generation tool?
Invisor Term Life is not a lead generation tool. I mean, it truly is a way for people to purchase an insurance policy online. You know, we may contact them afterwards to make sure they're happy with their purchase. We offer them the opportunity to talk to us, but we're not. It's not a product where you can only get so far in the process and then you get kicked offline and you get a phone call from an advisor. It truly can be, the purchase can be made without talking to anybody.
How much do you make on an average term life policy? And so a monthly term life policy would be what, like $100 for a regular person, something like that?
It could be around that. Yeah,
around that ish. And so, and I ask because one of the things you have been great at doing and all of the robos have been great at doing is being fully transparent on the fees that you charge. So if we bring that to the life insurance world, how much would you make on an average policy, or what's the right way to think about it even?
Yeah, you know, I think the insurance industry, as you mentioned, is still lagging behind the investment industry in a number of different ways, and one of those is compensation disclosure, and that may change in the coming years. But at this point, the insurance companies still do not disclose the compensation that's paid to the advisor. So it truly is embedded in the premium that that's paid by the client.
But how much would you make if I'm paying $100? How much of that would go to Invisor?
So the rule of thumb is typically that an insurance policy will pay, you know, roughly the first year premium on the policy would be paid to the advisor in the form of a commission. So that's a standard, you know, average term life insurance policy.
So like $1,200.
$1,200 a year. Yeah, that's right. Then roughly $1,200 in commission would go to the advisor as a first year commission. That's on a standard product. Now, we don't subscribe to that type of compensation arrangement with the partner that we're working with for Invisor Term Life. We've moved to more of a levelized compensation structure. So basically, as long as the policy stays in force, the advisor gets paid, but it doesn't have that whack of front-end commission. At the end of the day, though, Bruce, it's still a competitively priced product. It still offers a great, you know, convenient service to the client. It's just compensation is not something that really is a factor in the consumer decision right now.
No, it isn't, but I hope it will be, and I hope you'll put it in as a part of your FAQ for Invisor Term Life. Can I extract that promise from you?
That's a great suggestion. We will.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Because, of course, I'm advocating that consumers ask every professional service that they consume what the fees are. We're starting to do it on investing. We need to be doing it on property, on home, on accounting, on tax, on lawyers, on everything. And then we'll just all know. Be so easy. Dan, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Dan Poole is the COO of Invisor. He was joining us to talk about Invisor Term Life.